Let's do this. Woo! Ring the bell. This is Between the Ropes.
Oh, you're going for the dirt, for the behind-the-scenes stuff.
It's time to get Between the Ropes. Between the Ropes.
He is TNA superstar Micah, one of the members of The Rising, and he will be part of Impact Wrestling on this Friday night. It's live on Destination America, 9 p.m. Eastern. Micah, thanks for the time. How's everything going, man?
Well, it's awesome. Thank you for having me on the show.
So looking forward to Impact on Friday, another live edition. Then you got the tapings coming up at Universal Studios?
Correct. Yeah, this Friday, TNA is going live on Destination America, and we're looking forward to it. Really, it's a big time for TNA moving forward, and I know both I and The Rising are looking forward to getting our hands on BDC on live TV.
Biggest difference between live and taped? And do you prefer either?
Honestly, live, I believe the audience, the fans are more into it when they're there because they know they have an opportunity to be seen, not just the superstars, but they themselves get to be seen on TV by their friends and family across the world. And then tapings, you know, it's a little more relaxed. With live, you know, there's that possibility of something happening that you just weren't prepared for. But hopefully this Friday, all of us mentally are prepared for anything to happen.
I was going to say, is there more of an adrenaline rush with being live?
You know, I think so, just because of the word live. When we hear the word live, everyone has a different connotation for it. And I know for us, superstars, going live is just this is just an opportunity to take it another level. And I know our fans are looking forward to experiencing that with us this Friday.
What's the switchover been to TNA Wrestling? You joined there earlier on this year. What has it been like for you so far?
Sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Fritz?
Oh, what's it been like for you to be in TNA so far? Because I know you joined up at the company just a few months ago.
Oh, well, right now it's been fantastic. I know a few of the superstars before I entered, before I signed with TNA. And some of those guys I actually trained with, but I've never actually worked against. And so I'm looking forward to that opportunity to work against guys that I actually trained with.
What? You can't get out of the Central Florida area now, can you? Because you trained at Team 3D Academy, you were over at NXT, now you're with TNA Wrestling over at Universal Studios. So what is it about the area, other than your dad living here?
Central Florida is just, I don't know. I try to get out a few times, but I keep coming back. I love this place. I grew up here, and I don't know. I'm hoping one day I can get out, but right now it's been good to me, and I do my best to be good back.
You were a part of the last tapings, I know, at Universal Studios. What's it like being in front of that crowd, of that audience, and in that facility? Because it's a little bit different. It's a little bit unique.
Oh, definitely. To be in that facility is just a little more I'm going to go with the word intimate, because it's not in a big arena at all. It's an opportunity for people to be right there. I mean, the audience is pretty much within arm's reach, legit, from the top of the stands all the way down. And I don't know, even though in arenas, you know, the people are there. And in arenas, if they're sitting up in the nosebleed section, they're part of the show, but they don't really feel part of the show. Over at Universal Studios, I truly believe every fan that's there enjoying the show, they actually do enjoy it because they feel it. They're part of it. They're not in a nosebleed section by any means.
I always think it's unique, too, that when you actually step out of the soundstage, you can see the roller coaster right there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It is right there, isn't it? Yeah. It's, you know, at times, because I do enjoy roller coasters, I am drawn to go watch some of the faces of these people as they drop down on some of those loops.
Well, that's the good thing, that, I mean, can your pass get you into the theme park? Because I know back in the day when TNA was there on a regular basis that it could. And, like, if you didn't have anything going on for a few hours, maybe you could duck over to the theme park and try to go on a ride or two.
Well, since I've joined, we've been busy, luckily, and I'm grateful for that. I don't know if there is an opportunity to sneak in there or get in there legally. I'll take it.
What does legally have to matter with if you can get on a ride? That's all that matters.
True, but you know, sometimes you don't want to overstep your boundaries.
You don't want to cut off little Jimmy from the ride that he's been waiting for, so you could sneak on real quick and get back to the show.
Exactly. You know, we're part of the Rising. We're trying to do good. You know, we don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. What was it like getting paired up with Drew Galloway and Eli Drake? And did you have a history with either of them prior to the group being formed?
Drew and I worked together with WWE over at the developmental program they had in Tampa when it was FCW. And we knew each other then. And when I got to travel on the road, Drew was probably one of the guys, if you ever have a beer with, that's one guy you want to have a beer with. And Eli Drake, I knew over at NXT, hell of a talent, hilarious, and just one of those guys you got to get to know. I think from the outside, some people see him because of the Hero that he was on, the reality show he was on, but when you get to know this guy, hell of a talent.
One question, though, when it comes to Drew, can you actually just have one beer if you're hanging out with Drew Galloway? Because I don't think that's possible.
No, you're right, Mr. Fritz. It's not one beer, and it's not two beers. But it's definitely when you're with Drew or you're in an environment where there is alcohol, you try to pace yourself.
Right.
If you can. Yeah, definitely.
But with Drew, it could be a couple or maybe a little whiskey or something involved as well. Maybe.
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 But I know every time Drew and I have been out and about, it's always been a great time,
yep.
Especially when we were in the UK together. He showed me a few spots, and hilarious, and a great time, definitely.
He's like the king over there when you go over to the UK, isn't he?
He is, I didn't get to go to, because I wasn't with TNA when TNA went over to the UK, but I've been there when we were doing the European tour for WWE, and yes, he knows, well, should I say, everybody knows Drew when we're over there on that side of the world.
When you first started with TNA, it was what, about 6 or 7 months after you left NXT? Were you ever concerned about the audience still knowing you or reacting to you once you made that transition?
No, I think they get it. Fans who are who know the product or who know wrestling, they know, they get it, they understand how things work. And then as I make the transition and I start a new character and try new things, hopefully I can catch the eye of newer fans, and they can grow with me when I start something new, which is this right now. So hopefully the newer people, the new audience we catch on Destination America, they can just see me for who I am now, and that'd be great.
Were you surprised when that move came and you were no longer going to be with NXT?
I was. When I was released, I was actually sitting in my barber's chair. I was getting my haircut at the time, and Mark Carano gave me the call and let me know that my time had come. And a little shocked, but at the same time, I don't know, there's like this sense of freedom. I know that sounds weird, but I don't know. It's it was, I think, a great opportunity. I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to be with WWE, but when I was released, I felt like there was a new opportunity waiting for me. Mm-hmm. And luckily it was TNA when it happened.
And it was probably time to move on, because you had already been there for 5 years. And I think I had wondered, too, if they were ever going to do more with you, because I know that you had a few opportunities up on the main roster. But I kept waiting to see, like, when is this going to happen again? I thought, you know, everything when it came to the character and everything was going over especially in NXT.
Yeah, especially with the character we had going. And anyone who really knows me knows that, one, I'm not Mexican, and to play the Camacho character was all right. I went to college at University of Texas at El Paso, which is a heavily populated Mexican city.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was battling the character and trying to do something new. And right when I was released, we were in talks of stopping the Camacho altogether and revamping for a new character.
What ideas did you have around for, if you were going to change characters, did you have any ideas in your mind?
Well, at the time, there was a few ideas that we were going with, and right when we were talking with, one, there was a tag team opportunity with a gentleman by the name of Wesley Blake,
mm-hmm.
who's with NXT now, and there was a character that, I don't know if you know Chris Chambers over with WWE. He helps with the NXT show. He and I had sat down and talked about a particular character that had sort of a Kanye West persona.
Mm.
And I was all about it. It was the idea was a hell of an idea, and I was looking forward to stepping into that particular character.
You could have interrupted people in the middle of their promos and told them that you deserved to win an award or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. This is something that totally 180 from what people know me as. People who know me and who are good friends, they know that I'm more of a kind-hearted gentleman. Some people call me a teddy bear, which is horrible, but I understand why. But
No. It's okay to be called a teddy bear as long as by the right women. It's not good for, you know, be called that by other guys or anything like that. Or people just don't want to get caught in that friend zone, you know, too much.
Yeah, the friend zone. Definitely don't want to be in that. I heard it's a very populated area these days.
It can be. So
don't want to be by there.
when you were gone from NXT and just before TNA had signed you, what were the thoughts of your future at the time? Because I know your adopted brother Tama Tonga is over in New Japan. Was there any thoughts maybe
Correct.
Going over there, or what was your thoughts about what was next for you?
Yeah, actually, our father and my brother and I, we all talked about the possibility of going to New Japan. We actually had talked with Hattori, who is the booker for the U.S. and Japan. You know, Hattori, he takes care of a lot of the gaijin who come over to Japan. So we had met probably about 2 months after, and we sat down, talked for a little bit. And, of course, Hattori and my dad go way back when our dad was wrestling in Japan. So we talked about it. But at the same time, I was actually enjoying my time off. When you're with WWE, you know, it's you rarely ever get a vacation. So I took that opportunity to breathe and enjoy life and spend time with family, that's for sure.
Oh, how much more do you enjoy the schedule now? Because when it comes to TNA, it's more of you're only going to work X amount of dates per month as their scheduling is right now.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Of course, they're, you know, it's usually like a month in between taping. I have no problem with it. At least I know my schedule. You know, I don't know. I don't have to guess about anything. The TNA is right on point with where we're going to tape, when we're going to tape, and I can schedule my life around that. I don't have to wait to hear where we're going next, where, you know, what time we have to be somewhere. It's pretty much TNA lets me know what I need to do or where to be, and then I can do what I need to do personally for myself.
As most people know, you mentioned your father, who is Haku. What was his first reaction when you said, you know what, I want to try and follow in your footsteps, and I want to be a pro wrestler?
He didn't like it at all. he'll tell you, too, is he worked his butt off to make sure our mom was there to stay home and take care of us, my brothers and my sister, and for us to get a good education and to experience other things other than wrestling. And he was totally against it, him and our mother. And finally, he gave in. I think after like 2 years, we had come back. My brother, Tom, I had just come back from the Air Force, and I had just come back from college. I think it was a year or two before they gave in. Doing real world stuff or real life jobs, however you want to put it. It's not to say it's not for us. We just don't enjoy it as much as we do wrestling.
Did they think that you were going to, because I know that you have a degree in communications, electronic media, so did they think you're going to do something along that, or were they hoping like, okay, you know what, if he wants to do something athletically, maybe it'll be in football, because like you mentioned, you know, you played football at UTEP, or what did they have in mind for you when it came to your career?
I know our mom and dad both supported us into doing whatever we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I know still to this day, my mom always tells me to put in an application to one of our radio stations or TV stations. She still supports wrestling. She just wishes that I would enter the entertainment industry on that side.
Right.
As far as like doing sports broadcasting. But
so mom doesn't like watching her baby boy get beat up for a living like that.
No, she honestly, she actually loved when our father was getting beat up. She enjoyed that very much. And she still enjoys watching us get our butts kicked. It's just, she just wished we would choose a different lifestyle.
Yeah.
She would want us behind a desk and do white collar jobs, mm-hmm. if you will.
Well, answer this question, because so many people have wondered this for so many years. Is your father, in fact, the toughest man walking the planet?
You know, I don't know. There was a, I don't know if you got to see it, but when Dwayne Johnson was on the Jimmy Kimmel show, he had mentioned an incident that occurred with our dad, and Jimmy Kimmel had asked if our dad was ever rough with our mom, and Dwayne had said no, and she'd probably kick his ass. And I'm dead serious. Our dad, he is a teddy bear. And I know my brothers and my sister, we're more scared of our mother than we are of our father. So to say he's the toughest man, I don't know. Because every time we meet, we meet up with wrestlers on the road, there's always a new story. So,
what's the most outrageous story you've heard about your dad from back in the day?
I don't know. I feel like he's like the Chuck Norris of wrestling.
He is.
There's so many stories that are, I feel, are like on the cusp of being unbelievable. Like some guys are just telling tall tales.
I at least need one good story.
I know there's like an incident that occurred out in Missouri. It occurred with, I think Mr. Perfect had just become the Intercontinental Champion, and there was a brawl that broke out, and it ended with Mr. Perfect ended up with, I think, 10 stitches in his head. And from what I heard, our dad biting into a cop. That's what I heard. I don't know. I just know they said that by the end of it, they wanted to arrest our father, from what I understand. and he wouldn't budge for nothing, and no one wanted to touch him. And then he requested a female officer, and once a female officer showed up, he went willingly.
Well, we can always talk about his toughness, but he definitely has one of the hardest heads around, which that's more stories onto their own right there. Couple more things about TNA. I know it was announced, Smashing Pumpkins lead singer Billy Corgan's coming in. He's going to be part of the creative team. What was your thoughts when you found out the news?
I thought it was fantastic. I know that Billy's a fan of wrestling. He's loved it since, since he was born. And I've met him before at a wrestling event when we were part of WWE. And he is just, he is a fan. Like, he loves wrestling. So to have someone on board of his status, of his background, and to be part of creative for TNA is, I think, is truly a blessing for us.
What do you think is the biggest thing that he can bring to the table?
What can Billy bring to the table?
Yes.
I think everything. He is just a talented artist, musician, and when you're a musician or an artist, I believe that creatively you can bring anything to the table because your ability to think outside the box is endless. So I think when he comes and he actually sits down and gets to know all of us on the roster, I think it helped with storylines and creating storylines that maybe haven't been seen or mm-hmm. haven't been used in a long time.
I was going to say, how much of a change do you think there needs to be maybe to the philosophy of TNA storylines? Because I think when it comes to the company right now, that's one of the things that people are really enjoying is since the move to Destination America, the direction that everything's gone storyline-wise, I think has been something people have enjoyed.
Yeah, I know there have been rumblings, in the past when I wasn't with the company. And when Tyrus joined the company, he was always keeping tabs with me about what TNA was doing and the direction they were heading in. And I knew that from what he was saying, because he never lied to me, that TNA is heading in the right direction, and they're doing big things to definitely compete in the wrestling market.
Is there anything in particular that you would like to see be done differently that you think could help not only you but the overall company, the product, and the other talent?
I'm really fresh to TNA, and I'm still getting used to how things work. Right now, it's just been awesome. I think if TNA keeps going in the direction they're going and taking chances, especially like bringing in Billy, I think big things and the possibilities are endless for TNA.
So last thing, what should we expect from you in the Rising on Friday night? What do you think we're going to see you involved with? Because I know we've got a title match between Eric Young as he challenges Kurt Angle, and then Gail
Correct.
Kim is going to be teaming with Awesome Kong to take on Taryn Terrell and the Dollhouse, and then Mr. Anderson's going to take on EC3. It's either going to be a Falls Count Anywhere match or an arm wrestling match.
Yep, or arm wrestling match.
Yeah, yep. That's quite a difference in kind of matches right there.
Definitely. I hope we're on the show. I really do. We have basically a battle, or should we say a war on our hands with BDC, and it'd be great to do another match of some sort with BDC. I know it's a numbers game right now. They have 4 members to our 3, and they love using weapons. So I know going live, I'm pretty sure our audience would love to see maybe some weapons involved in one of these matches. And if so, I would love it to be the Rising versus BDC in that.
Last thing, is it possible to actually shut up MVP?
You know, MVP is MVP. And he's going to do what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hand it to him. He's a hell of a talent.
Yes.
But I don't know. Maybe in one of these matches, especially if it's maybe a table, ladder, chair match, maybe this Friday night, maybe we can shut him up.
There you go. So I really appreciate the time, Michael, and everybody can watch Impact Wrestling, 9 o'clock Eastern, Friday nights on Destination America, including this
Correct.
Friday night, the live edition. Everybody can use the hashtag Impact Live to talk about the show, especially when it's on live on Destination America. So thanks for the time. I really appreciate it, and best of luck as you continue forward in your career with TNA Wrestling.
I appreciate it, Mr. Fritz. Thank you very much.
The talking is over.
Thanks for downloading Between the Ropes.
Now you guys are awesome. Thank you.
For more, go to BetweenTheRopes.com and subscribe to Between the Ropes on iTunes.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.